Hello, everybody. So, I'm gonna try and do the accent challenge, which I've been wanting to do for a while, because a lot of people have pointed out that I have one. So, I'm gonna answer these questions as best I can, in my actual voice. And yeah, we'll see how it goes. Okay. So, your name and username. I'm not gonna share my name for privacy reasons. My username is Crimson underscore Songbird. I'm from England. I was born in the north, and then I moved to Wales and grew up there, and now I'm living in the north again. And one of my parents is from the south, so I'm assuming that's where I got my voice from. I actually don't know where on earth I got this voice from, because it's quite southern. My voice is and I don't, yeah, I don't know. I think it's because I got it. I think I got it from my mum, because she's quite southern as well. Pronounce the following words. Okie dokie. Aunt, roof, root, theatre, iron, salmon, caramel, fire, water, New Orleans, pecan or pecan, I don't know, pecan, I'm not sure, both, again, probably, Alabama, lawyer, coupon, mayonnaise, pyjamas, court, naturally, aluminium. Is it GIF or JIF? Because I can never tell. I'm gonna say GIF. Crackerjack, doorknob, envelope. What is it called when you throw toilet paper on a house? TPing, isn't it? Yeah, I think it's TPing. A bubbly carbonated drink called a fizzy drink. What do you call gym shoes? Trainers. I call them trainers. What do you call your grandparents? Grandma and granddad. There was never any. I never called them grandpa. I never called them nan. A lot of people in Wales call their grandparents nain a taid. Nain a taid. Grandma and granddad. But I never did that. So yeah, grandma and granddad. What do you call the wheel contraption in which you carry groceries at the supermarket? A trolley. Call it a trolley. What is the thing you change the TV channel with? See, this is the thing. A lot of my friends call them different things as well, but I call it a remote control. Choose a book and read a passage from it. Oh, I need to get a book. Oh, okay, got a book. This is Colorblind by Katherine Cookson, and if you haven't seen the film, it's wonderful. I haven't actually read the book yet, but here we go. In between his planning, he soothed the child, saying, "You no cry, you with your da, you all right." He would make straight for the ship, for they wouldn't expect him to be mad enough to go back to her. But he couldn't get to her through the dock gates, so he would have to enter the docks by the way of the river. This would be no easy task in the fog, but if there was a sculler lying at the slipway, he'd chance it. If there wasn't, he'd climb the sawmill wall and thread his way to the jetty where his ship lay. Of the two ways, he preferred taking the sculler and running the risk of being rammed, for if he went by the wall, he might be spotted by someone inside the docks. Okay, fascinating. Do you think you have an accent? I think I do. Probably more so in when we're looking at like the world, I have an accent. In my country, it's quite regular English. I just have like a regular English accent, so in my country, probably not so much. Any three words I want to end this audio. Bubbles, chips, and butterflies. There we go. Hope you enjoyed that. Bye bye.